Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The U.S. and Ukraine will hold talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Tuesday on a possible pathway to end Ukraine's three-year war with Russia. The Associated Press says it was told by two senior Ukrainian officials that the delegation from Kyiv will propose a ceasefire with Russia covering the Black Sea and long-range missile strikes. The officials also said the delegation is prepared to sign an agreement with the United States on access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. He told reporters on his way to Jeddah Monday that a minerals deal is not at the top of the agenda.
It's not part of this conversation per se, and it's not something that tomorrow can be successful without it. It's certainly a deal the president wants to see done, but it doesn't necessarily have to happen tomorrow.
U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is joining Rubio on the American delegation. The Ukrainian side will be led by Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha and Andrei Yermak, President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. Meanwhile, Russian officials said Tuesday that Ukrainian attacks involving more than 90 drones killed at least one person and injured three others in the Moscow region. The assault was part of an overall attack overnight that included more than 300 Ukrainian drones targeting 10 Russian regions stretching from border areas to the Russian capital. The attack also forced flight restrictions at Moscow airports and interrupted train services. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the government not to deport a graduate student who led protests against Israel's war in Gaza on the campus of Columbia University last year. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested last Saturday by agents with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. His attorney said the agents told Khalil his student visa had been revoked. This is V.